It all started with the Minocqua Culver's owner, Ben Hoffman. He read an article about backyard hobbyists converting their cars to run on vegetable oil. He looked at the 20 gallons a week of used oil his restaurant was paying to have hauled away and decided he could save money by using it to commute daily 150 miles between Minocqua and a new store in Antigo. After filtering the oil twice, he pumps it through a garden hose into a retrofitted diesel Ford Excursion.
I'm saving approximately $500 per month on my fuel costs because I'm putting out almost 1,000 miles a week. So I was about a little over almost $100 a week I was basically spending on the diesel fuel.
Hoffman's idea caught on, and another Culver's owner in Stevens Point began doing the same thing with an adapted VW Beetle. He has a conventional gas pump nozzle connected directly to the side of the restaurant. The co-founder of the Culver's chain, Craig Culver, says the state grant to expand the program to some of his 300 other restaurants could snowball into something even bigger.
All of a sudden, we're serving butter burgers and fill up your car at the same time. it's all kind of weird.
Culver acknowledges it will probably take more than a $15,000 grant from the state before customers can stop at the drive-up window and ask for a fill-up with their fries. But Rebecca Grossberg of the Madison Environmental Group says she hopes it raises awareness about this alternative fuel. Grossberg will be working closely with Culver's managers to retrofit their cars to run on vegetable oil. She says they'll be painted with a colorful Culver's logo that says, the blue and green Enviro machine.
So it'll get a lot more visibility. People will say, huh, what's that all about? And that's our goal, is to bring this out of the backyard garages of these few people who are so motivated and very interested in the environmental benefits and turned on by renewable energy to a wider public.
Grossberg is hoping more restaurant owners will consider recycling their waste cooking oil into fuel. Department of Administration Secretary Mark Marotta says supporting such efforts is part of the state's plan to encourage the use of cleaner burning fuels and help reduce dependence on imported oil.
I don't know that, OPEC is shaking in its boots right now because we're going to do this, but at the same time, we ought to really be very serious about exploring all kinds of ways in which we can generate alternative fuels. And everybody that goes to the gas pump every day, I think, would agree with that.
The current average price for diesel in Wisconsin is $2.29 a gallon. The retrofitted cars running on vegetable oil get about the same mileage as those that run on fossil fuel, but the used oil they run on costs less than $1 a gallon to process. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.